Hello, and welcome to the 13th edition of the Ray's World podcast. This particular edition is also going to the Blind Cool Tech podcast. Today is Sunday, April 30th. Yesterday, Saturday, April 29th, I got my church audio microphones. In this edition of the Ray's World podcast, you're going to hear me experimenting with those microphones from the moment I open the package to the moment I arrive at a preliminary opinion of the microphones and their performance. The only thing I have had to do to this recording is to edit it slightly for the sake of time, but otherwise, and especially at the beginning, the recording is completely unaltered in any way whatsoever. Get ready, because there's quite a lot of buzzing in this recording as I experiment with this and that. But I'll let the experimentation speak for itself, as indeed the entire recording does. I'll be back at the end of this recording to give you my current and what will probably be my lasting impressions of the church audio microphones. Anyway, here is the recording of my very first experimentation with the church audio microphones, right here on Ray's World. Saturday, April 29th, 2006, 11:10 a.m. It's 71 degrees Fahrenheit outside. Well, I got them. My church audio mics came in. Today, one day past the 8-day business shipping window. I was outside to get the mail just now, and the postman said he needed my signature on a package, and here is that package. All right, let's get this rubber band off and examine the contents of the package. It feels heavy for a pair of microphones. The package is packed fairly substantially. Let's see now, what would be the best way to open this. I know what I'll do. I'll just tear at the edge, like so. This is interesting. But not what I... Oh, wait a minute. This is interesting. This is interesting. There is a box in here. I don't remember having ordered a mic preamp. Well, let's see what I've got in the way of the microphones themselves. There is a cord. It is a stereo patch cord. Let's see what the microphones themselves look like. Yes. The microphones do come unplugged from the cord. The cords appear to be fairly lightweight. Larry was right. They are not Y-connected plugs. Cord is quite long, actually. And I suspect the preamp was included as an extra. He didn't need to do that. If these are powered to mic, the cord is very long, actually. Whoa, very long on these microphones. And the microphones are indeed fairly substantial in weight.
No lie about that. And they're not stealth-sized. They don't appear to be stealth-sized anyway. No, they are not stealth-sized microphones. That is, for sure. If there's one thing these microphones are not, it's stealth-sized. They can easily be identified. But the windscreen on one of them is missing, however. Let me see. In the package, perhaps. Ah, yes. Here it is. Let me see. This is the microphone with the missing windscreen. I'll just attach it. These are quite hard to get on, actually. Oh, God. Well, these are definitely... These are quite hard to get on. Okay, well, I managed to get that windscreen on. So, let's see. This must be an amplifier. Which is interesting because I didn't order an amplifier. Well, let's get these plugged in and tested. Here we go. Well, this patch cord is quite interesting too. It's a stereo one. Possibly for the preamp. Oh well. Here we go. What the heck is this? Okay, I'm getting... Huh. I know why. I didn't connect one of the microphones. I didn't connect the right channel microphone I thought I had. Where is the right channel microphone? It's rather embarrassing. I thought I had it. Feeling these are going to be good and sensitive, though. That's good. Now, with the microphone. Well, let's see. This is going to be quite good. Okay. Oh, man. Where is that other microphone? Here it is.
Okay, well, let's get this thing plugged in. Here we go. Ah, yes. Now, let's see. Okay. Okay, this is the right channel. I'm going to... it to my shirt as well. The other side of my shirt. Yes. Okay, what have I got here? Testing. My voice is probably going to be a little muffled. I suspect it is a little muffled. Yes, it is. There is a little bit of a buzz in the signal. In the left channel particularly, there is a buzz. Let me see, what could be causing it? Well, let's see. Then again, I do have the microphones plugged in. I do have the unit plugged in electrically. Ooh, I'm not sure how I feel about this now. Let me unplug this unit electrically and go do a little something here with this. Oh yeah, now. Now, without the power plugged in, I'm now running the church audio microphones on batteries, and I'm noticing a definite improvement in performance and sensitivity, and now I think I'm going to... let me think a minute here. Might hear a little feedback from the headphones I've got on at the moment, which I'm going to take off, and I think I'm going to try think I'm going to just do this first test without the headphones. So off with the headphones. Now let's see. Putting the unit in my mini disc in my pocket, I must say the buzz in the unit is frankly rather disconcerting. I shall have to think of some alternative. perhaps what I will wind up doing, oh, I can tell right now, these are going to rub up against my neck as I go out. I can tell because I can feel the screens on my neck. So what I'm going to do, actually, is I'm going to get a pair of glasses. I just happen to have a pair of glasses right here. Somewhere on this jewelry case, I have a... here they are. I'm going to put these glasses on. And now I'm going to put the microphones on the glasses. The left channel first. Let's see. It looks like it should go up. How did Larry get these on? Maybe he put them... No. He didn't put them on the underside of the frame. If he put them over the top of the frame... Ah. They just have to be got on firmly, that's all. Oh, let's see. Now the right channel. I don't think these glasses feel heavy on me like this. No, I don't think the glasses are going to work. Off with the glasses. The glasses did not turn out to be such a good idea. Only bad thing is it'll make my voice sound a little muffled. But for this preliminary test, that's fine. All right, so well, let's see. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I am now going to take out the garbage, which is long overdue, to be taken out. So long overdue that things are falling out of the garbage bag. That's quite pathetic. Before I take out the garbage, though, I'm going to put on a new garbage bag. I'm thinking the shirt with a collar might be better for these microphones. After all, just put the new garbage bag in place. Then grab the one that needs to be taken out. Needless to say, I'm going out to the dumpster dressed for summer, as I usually am. Shorts, short sleeves, and bare feet. Chances are I'm probably the only one in this complex who goes out that way. Well, who cares what the neighbors think? I don't do what I do for their enjoyment, I do what I do for mine. Windy day. And somebody's using a leaf blower. One of the neighbors across the street. That blower should be sounding primarily in the left channel. Okay, and here we go. I'm throwing the garbage into the dumpster now. And now, well, this would be a good test. The leaf blower should now be on your right. Now I'll turn. The leaf blower should now be on your left. And now the leaf blower is in back of me. And now the leaf blower is in front of me, more or less. And that car door that just closed should have sounded on the left. All right, well, facing right into the wind as I'm walking back, so this ought to be a good preliminary test. This would be a good time to begin my, well, not yet. I want to listen to this test before I begin my... space podcast. Oh, well. Might as well go up the stairs. This is depressing.
Yo, Mr. Rick.
Yo, what's up, man? Oh, well. I promised somebody a good door slam, so here's the first preliminary door slam. Right about now. Well, let's hear the results. Well, let's see. I really don't know what to say. For the most part, I'm satisfied with the performance of these microphones, but... And by the way, I'm using the automatic... I'm not using the automatic level control on these. Now I'm letting the levels be set manually here. Using manual... level settings. Which is something I normally would not do with this set of microphones, but I wanted to see how these behaved. Lower the levels by two adjustments, and that should make it a little more reasonable. That's actually going to be 12 adjustments down from the nominal line level input, I think. As far as the positioning of the microphones, well, let me plug this back into the electric, and I'll see if I can fool with that aspect of it some more. As I see it, the principal problem is this hum. The mini disc is now plugged back into its electrical supply, and I've got this hum to contend with. See, whenever I touch the... I think that there should be some way to ground this out. There should be some way to ground out the electrical hum, and I think there are probably multitudinous solutions to this problem. Now this is weird, but I think that positioning the microphones on the front of my shirt I think that positioning the microphones on the front of my shirt actually may have been the wise course of action to take. What would happen if I reset these microphones to use the settings I normally use for recording telephone conversations? That ought to be interesting. Let's see. Okay, now the microphones are set in such a way that they are operating on a low sensitivity level. And the return on the microphones, the release rate is set to high. I'm definitely still hearing the hum. I think just for fun, I think I'm going to disconnect the right channel microphone and let's see. I think I'm going to take this right channel connection. Oops. I just remembered I can't do what I was going to do because I need a coupler. Where am I going to get? Oh, wait a minute. I know where I could get a coupler from. Let's see. If I'm not mistaken, here's a coupler. And now if I plug my phone patch thingy into it, well, let's see. That's an interesting question. How should I plug this in without the mono converter? Let's see. Now, if I press the hook switch. Nothing. Maybe I. Do need that converter after all. So now when I pick up the phone. A stereo phone conversation. Not quite the way I anticipated it.
Whitney Equity Loan of $10,000 or more. Pay no closing cost. 800-681-9015. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Normal credit criteria apply. Whitney National Bank. Time, 12:20. Tahoma area weather, thundershowers today. Thundershowers and little temperature change tonight. Temperature 72.
Well, not quite what I anticipated, but
yeah.
Hey, Dad?
Yeah.
How are you feeling? This is...
Well, you know, it's all right. It's take a while to heal up or something. It's better than the first Saturday.
Oh, okay.
What you up to?
Oh, not much. I'm going to make mass this afternoon.
Yeah.
Are you in pain?
No, not right now.
Oh, okay.
As I said, not since last Saturday and Sunday.
You hadn't been in pain since they took that bandage off, huh?
Well, yeah, once in a while it would start up. I mean, it's not completely healed, you know.
Yeah.
It takes a while. But it's not too bad today.
Oh, okay.
That's all you needed?
Yeah, that's all I needed.
No kidding.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Okay.
Wow, I haven't recorded a stereo phone conversation like that in years. Never since the days of that old analog cassette recorder that I got. This is going to be pretty good.
Hello?
Hey, Jerry.
Hey.
This is You Know Who from You Know Where and You Know Why. What's up?
Oh, not much. Hold on just a second. Oh, not much at all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are the second person to take part in an audio experiment. I'm recording this phone call in stereo digitally.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, it's nothing bad. Actually, I got a new pair of binaural microphones, and they're...
Uh-huh.
I'm testing to see whether they give me a certain degree of flexibility to be able to record a phone conversation in stereo, which is going to be much more realistic. My voice in the left channel, your voice in the right channel, and I'm anxious to see how the recording comes out.
Oh, all
right. It ought to be pretty good, I think.
Uh-huh. Well, who was the first?
Well, my dad was the first. I was concerned about his well-being, you know, after his surgery, so...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Naturally, of course, I thought I would call and check on him.
Uh-huh. Hmm, okay. Hmm.
So, life has been treating you well, has it?
Yes, it's been going fairly well. Mm-hmm. I got an email from Lee last night, but I said, while I'm thinking about it, I'll go ahead and email her a happy birthday message. So I did that, and she emailed me back.
Oh, that's right.
Said I was the first one to do it.
Oh, my.
She said, I beat you to the punch.
That's right.
What was today, and I think she's supposed to have company tonight.
Is today. I'd better get on right away, then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, listen, Jerry, thanks for letting me do this.
Okay. You might let people know ahead of time that you're doing that, though.
Yeah, well...
kind of give them some sort of notice.
Well, I've got security reasons for not letting some people know, but most people would, anyway. Because uh-huh. They know me. Well, Jerry, listen, I'm going to... not be available all day today. I'm going to be going to Mass this afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Instead of tomorrow, so,
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, you're probably going to be on the next podcast, I think. A little bit. I'm going to let them hear a little bit of some of the things I'm doing with this new set of microphones.
Okay.
So.
All right, then. Well, you have a good weekend.
Okay, you too, Jerry.
Okay, bye now.
Bye. Hey, you.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, you?
Oh, not much. I'm just watching a movie called House 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I want to let you in on something. You are now part of an audio experiment.
Oh, my God.
I'm attempting to record this phone conversation in stereo.
Oh, really?
That's right. I got a new pair of binaural microphones in.
Binaural microphones?
Yep, and they disconnect from the patch cord, and the cord that you connect the microphones to.
Oh, yeah,
disconnect from the microphone. Each microphone has its own connection to the cord. So I'm taking the right side microphone out of its cord.
Oh, did you call to tell us that you're going to send Lisa a birthday present?
No.
unfortunately, I didn't know what she wanted.
Oh, well, that's why it's always a surprise, man. You're supposed to surprise her.
Yeah, but I didn't know. You and me will have to talk next time about that.
Oh, okay.
In secret.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but what I did, I disconnected the right side microphone from its cord,
uh-huh.
And into that cord I plugged a rig that routes to my cordless phone instead.
Uh-huh.
So you're now coming through the right channel, and my voice is coming in through the left.
Fascinating.
And I'm going to put this on my next podcast.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully,
you'll be able to hear what the results sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like. So, let me ask you something. Is the important birthday girl available?
We're going to be busy in the kitchen because we got company coming today. And we're kind of like on a rush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm the only one in the kitchen.
Oh, well, he wants to know if you're available.
Yeah, I can talk to him.
Yeah, she can talk to you. Let me go get the... Well, she's got to go get the phone because I don't know where she hides that thing. She's pretty good at that. Hold on a minute.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
I hope it's a good one.
It'll be okay. A day's only what you make it, really.
True. 37?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to let you in on something.
You got your mics.
That's right. And I'm going to let you in on something else.
What?
You are now the fourth person to be featured in this little audio experiment that will be on my next podcast.
Oh, no, not me.
Yeah, recording a telephone conversation in stereo.
Oh, my God.
Dad was the first, Jerry was the second, Bobby was the third, and you're the fourth. I wish you many happy returns. I really do. When I was 37, I thought to myself, oh no, I'm going to be 40 soon.
You know, I'm not even thinking about it.
I'm going to be making mass this afternoon, but I'll be back this evening.
All right, bye.
God bless.
You too. Bye.
Well, let's see. Preliminary observations. Good, but tricky. Perhaps a little too tricky. I noticed that my voice in the right microphone is a little brighter than the left, and I think I know why, but if I turn my head to the left, my voice should now be heard primarily in the left channel, but that's because of the way that I've got these microphones on. I suspect... I suspect that I will be giving these microphones more of a chance to prove themselves. That seems more likely than not. I wonder what would happen. Now I think I know where that buzz comes from. It comes from the fact that the microphones are touching my neck, and if they are plugged into the microphone jack, and the power source for these microphones, if they are plugged into the microphone jack, and the DVD is plugged into a power source, yes, I thought so. Good, but tricky. Hmm. Okay. Well, my evaluation of the church audio microphones, at least so far, is this. If I have the microphones clipped to my shirt, nearer to the front of my shirt, and if I have the microphones plugged into the microphone input with the mini disc plugged into its electrical power supply, I should be okay as long as I don't touch the microphones physically. I seem to remember the manual for the mini disc recorder did warn against doing that, and the warning seems to be one which it is best to take seriously. God, I'm beginning to form opinions about my downstairs and neighbors, and they're not... frankly, they're not too favorable. No wonder these kids grew up the way they do.
Well, those were my very first experimentations with the church audio microphone. After making that recording, I discovered the almost perfect way to keep the microphones from touching my neck when I am wearing a shirt without a collar, which is most of the time, and the microphones are fastened close to the front of my shirt. The way apparently to keep the microphone heads from touching your neck is that as you fasten each microphone, while the alligator clip is still open, angle the microphone so that its head points as much away from your neck as possible. This will ensure that when you finally release the alligator clip, it has such a grip on your shirt that it cannot readily be moved, and the microphone head, therefore, and also the windscreen, stays away from your neck. Do this with both the left and right microphones, and you'll have a neck free recording. You should do anyway. Well, that's it for this edition of the Ray's World podcast. On the next edition of the Ray's World podcast, I'll do my Ray's Space podcast, which will also go to the Blind Cool Tech podcast. In the meantime, thanks for joining me right here on Ray's World. God bless.